got something to show you.
Oh, really?
I do. We're probably a month too late for this. This was probably a Juneteenth thing, but nonetheless, here we are.
Get it together, Barry.
Fuck all these bitches, fuck all these niggas, fuck they baby mamas and they daddies and they cheering. Stand on all 10, fuck the whole squad. I don't give a fuck if we was cool last year.
Wow!
Whoa!
I tweeted, props to the bridge engineer.
Yeah! That's what I was thinking. We're gonna need one hell of a heavy suspension bridge.
Can we double reinforce this steel, please?
What was she saying? What was she even rapping about? All I could hear was...
Well, we're gonna get into that. We're gonna dissect that right now. Let's go! So yeah, I was wondering the same thing. What the fuck is this woman saying? So what I did was, I looked for the lyrics, and there's no lyrics because it's a pretty obscure song, this one, right?
Okay.
So what I did was, I ran it through a stem splitter, an AI stem splitter, to isolate just the vocals. And then I took the vocal track and I uploaded it to Gemini, and I said, Gemini, what are the lyrics, please?
Fuck a squad, fuck all. Yeah, fuck all these bitches, fuck all these niggas, fuck they baby mamas and they daddies and they cheering. Stand on all 10, fuck a whole squad. I don't give a fuck if we was cool last year.
So we have fuck all these bitches, fuck all these niggas. Fuck they baby mamas and they daddies and they chillin'.
Chillin'.
Stand on all 10, fuck a whole squad. I don't give a fuck if we was cool last year.
Delightful.
Delightful. She continues.
I am not the same, bitch, I'm highly validated. Hope can cross me once and get her ass violated. I don't need a group of bitches sitting at the table. I don't like to share my bottle, baby, this is expensive. Put up to the club with her nigga, cause he mine. She gon' have to fight me if she hit me with the side eye. Walk through in the club, got me feeling like I'm Blade now. Now I'm bossy and they wanna be the gang now. Crip walking to the bank like a cash doll. Keep talking, think she want me beat her ass now. Highly favored and I'm blessed, not a hands down. They caught her neck and she was talking bitch last night.
So how's the breath?
We've been together too long. That's exactly what I was thinking.
You know what else I was thinking? As a bit of an audio engineer minded person.
Slash autist.
I was thinking, imagine being the fucking poor studio engineer.
Oh, yeah, the breaths.
Yeah, but not only the breaths. Can you imagine how fucking long it took to record this song? Like, she does a line, she's got to sit down, have a bottle of water, have a fucking drumstick.
Drumstick.
You know what I mean? And she gets up, she goes, hey, just give me a sec. Just give me a sec.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck their baby daddies and their mamas and their chickens.
She said, I am not the same bitch. I'm highly validated. Ho can cross me once and get her ass violated. You're not violating anyone's ass.
Yeah, I sincerely doubt you have the equipment to violate an ass.
I'm not even talking about fucking. She's talking about beating a bitch up.
Did you just stop me before I said something inappropriate?
Well, yeah, maybe. That was probably a lucky side effect. But I think she's talking about violating a bitch's ass, as in beating her up.
Oh, okay. Not as in dick in asshole.
Yeah, I don't think she's talking about fucking a who. I don't need a group of bitches sitting at the table. I don't like to share my bottle, baby, this expensive.
Let's be real. She doesn't like to share her food.
Pull up to the club with her cause he mine now. She gonna have to fight me if she hit me with the side eye. Walkthroughs in the club got me feeling like I'm Black China. Now I'm bossy and they want to be the gang now. Crip walking to the bank like a cash cow. Keep talking, think she want me to beat her ass now. Highly flavored and I'm blessed. Now they're hands down cause they caught her lacking. She was talking bitch last night.
Fuck them cute bitches with bitches, my mind different. Please don't get it twisted, my pussy was spine different. If you thought I liked it, my pussy a cry different. You're fucking on these niggas, I been had a dentrain.
No, don't start talking about your fat pussy.
She's incredibly fat.
Did you see the fat ass shaking?
She's got like tits on her thighs.
Yeah, I couldn't decipher where the ass started and ended with the thighs.
Yeah, they're like droopy National Geographic tits on her thighs somehow. She said, fuck them cute bitches with bitches my mind different.
Is this going to get monetized?
Probably not, no. Please don't get it twisted. My pussy response different.
No.
If you thought I liked them, my pussy I cry different. You're fucking on these n***s. I been had execution. Maybe Gemini fucked that up. I'm not sure. So, whenever you talk about a black person, as you know, there'll be like a couple of people in the comments going, oh my God, you guys are so fucking racist.
Yeah, you ignorant.
So I thought, if we're going to be racist, we may as well get it all out of our system. So I suppose this is the black, the black episode. Have you ever heard of ghetto prom?
What?
Ghetto prom.
I'm imagining it in my head.
So this is what a racist person would say, not me. I'm just conveying what a racist person would say.
Yes, not me, not us.
Ghetto prom is basically when black people make a huge big deal out of going to prom because the chicks are never going to get married. They're going to be single baby mamas, right? So they don't have a big day to look forward to. And the men, the boys, are going to be in
jail.
Yeah, they're going to be. They're going to be in prison. That's what a racist person would say, and I don't fucking condone it. I think that is disgusting.
And instead of rocking up to the prom in limousines, they're rocking up in like those cars that bounce.
Yeah, 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 probably. I don't have any footage of that, but these are like the send-offs. See, they make like a big deal of the send-offs. It's like a big thing. They do the red carpets, they do the balloons, they make the big exit from their front door, and their friends are all like pretending to be like paparazzi, you know, you're celebrity.
Oh, LaQuisha, this way, please. Look this way.
That's right.
It's 2026. It's Keelan's ghetto prom. Got a dollar store suit lay away by his mom. His dad's a gangster too, and he's bigging up Keelan. He got balloons and shit, and he lighting up sparklers. At least his dad's around. That actually quite shocking. He's got a stack of fake cash, and he's looking like he's balling. They got the red carpet and rope barriers, so it looks legit and shit. Yeah, Keelan's ghetto prom.
I mean, let's be real. He looks like a pimp.
Oh, it looks super tacky and super cheap. But these stacks of cash that they have, they're either $1 bills.
Yeah.
Or they're fucking Monopoly money. Yeah, yeah, they're like prop money. Did you like the song?
I did like the song.
Ghetto prom, motherfucker, it's ghetto prom. We splashing the cash, we's washing our ass. Ghetto prom, motherfucker, we's looking like gangsters. Pippin' up the hood, yeah, we's gonna get blasted.
What the obsession with these stacks of cash is?
They look like 70s pimps.
Yeah, they look like 70s pimps.
They keep their pimp hands strong.
What's wrong with a fucking black suit? If you want to be adventurous, get like a colourful tie. How white is that?
All those like cravat things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Get like a flower.
I mean, those suits are loud.
They're loud and obnoxious. But like I said, there's no wedding. Well, I didn't say it. Racists have said this, not me.
Mm.
They don't have a wedding day to look forward to. So this is the big day.
This is the event.
This is the photo opportunity.
My dear, why are you so sad today? My prom is in a few hours and I don't have anything to wear. You don't have anything to wear? I was thinking maybe I could just wear this dress and just fix my hair up a little. Oh no, dear, you cannot wear that dress to prom. But no worries, let's get your side.
Not cookie.
The shade of your eye. Something simple, but fabulous too. Leave it up to me.
Come on, Disney.
What a beautiful prom gown this will be. Bippity-bop, bippity-bop, bippity-bop.
Of their fucking house.
They built a Disney set at the front.
They built
of
a Disney
house.
Princess set and made like a full intro movie and shit and got the doors to fucking open and shit. Can you imagine being there? Well, I can't imagine being their neighbors, but you know what I mean? Imagine being the neighbors going, yeah. What the fuck is going on? Why is there men building a Disney princess castle?
They actually hired an airplane. Yeah, they went to the trouble of hiring some guy's private jet but didn't fly anywhere. They just wanted it for this shit's ghetto prom photo shoot and put that shit on Instagram. They hired an exotic car till you see it at the end. How much did this shit cost? This is insane.
So as the song described, they hired a private jet, but they didn't fly anywhere. They hired a private jet just to be on like the tarmac with a red carpet so this girl could get on and like pose for photos in the private jet.
Yeah, they're trying to give off a money vibe and like trying to be all classy. And nothing says classy like grabbing your left tit and squeezing it.
And there's the exotic car at the end. Like, how much fucking debt are these people going into?
Going into debt for the prom video.
I mean, is that even a thing? Can you fucking hire a private jet just to be on the tarmac to take photos with? You probably can. There's probably like a crypto bro service, you know what I mean? All these crypto motherfuckers are like, yeah, can I just like take photos with your jet? It's probably like $500 an hour or something, you know?
Her dad's probably one of those dudes who drives the buggies that takes the luggage from...
Look, maybe we're being unfair. Maybe it is her private jet and she just got back from Monaco, but I doubt it. You know what I mean? I fucking doubt it.
This chick looks like her parents actually got some money. They dressed up the little dog to match her outfit and got her a PA sound system. Still fucking crazy though. They got the balloons and the red carpet and rope barriers and shit. They take this shit really seriously. Get on prom, motherfucker! Get on prom, motherfucker! Get on prom, motherfucker! Get on prom, motherfucker!
And where do you even buy rope barriers? I mean... I suppose a business would, like, if you own a cinema, you'd probably know that. But where do you buy fucking rope barriers?
I don't know, but this makes so much sense. I was editing my video last night, and all I could hear were these black rap songs coming out of your room, and I was like, what the fuck are you doing?
Well, they all have copyrighted music playing over them.
Yeah.
So I had to, like, come up with a bit of a solution, so I thought I'll narrate the ghetto proms in rap form.
Yeah, it's just crazy to me, the juxtaposition of, look at me, I have a lot of money, and now I'm going to come out and shake my ass like LaQuisha.
Well, to be fair, this one looks like they're in a bit of a white, I mean rich, neighborhood.
Oh, Barry!
Did I just Joe Biden?
We have this notion that somehow if you're poor, you cannot do it. Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids. Wealthy kids.
You just racist.
This one's pretty sad. He got stacks of fake cash and the balloons and shit. She's wearing a blonde wig, that's cultural appropriation, bitch. But they look like they coming out of Section 8 housing. Section 8 housing, get up, brown motherfucker!
The rap song said it all. Does that look like a private residence?
No, it looks like commission housing.
It looks like commission housing. Section 8 housing. And he's got this wad of cash.
With the sneakers on.
Yeah, with the sneakers. Yeah, I mean, I don't think that's a real wad of cash. And what do they do with the fucking cash? Let's suppose this is a real wad of cash. Let's say it's ones, right? Do they go and, like, stick it down chicks' titties and shit at the prom? Like, you know what I mean? If it's all glamorous for them to be pimps and shit, is it glamorous also for the chicks to be strippers?
Well, that's what I was thinking. I want to see the actual prom now. I want to see what goes down at the prom.
Yeah, I didn't dive that deep, but that would be interesting.
It's BB's prom. Send off 2020. He got a fuckload of fake cash and he wearing a stupid towel on his knee. I don't know why he's doing that. He looks like he's gonna hand out some fake cash, but I don't think he does. He can't decide if he wants to go or not. He looks like he's about to walk back inside. Keto prime motherfucker, fucker, 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 fucker.
Keto prime motherfucker, fucker, fucker.
Why is he wearing the towel?
I don't know. I really don't know. It must be a fashion statement amongst urban people.
Oh, you're so right. He's walking back to the house as well.
Well, I think he wants his moment again. It's like, did you get the shot? It's like, hey, fake paparazzi, did you get the shot? Do I look gangster?
Yeah, yeah.
This needs to blow the fuck out of Instagram. You know what I mean? And I thought he was going to start handing out ones to those little kids. And he doesn't. He just walks past them like an arrogant c-
He keeps the ones.
He kept the ones to stick down LaQuisha's fucking titties.
At the prom, motherfucker.
I'm surprised we didn't get more black voice from you in this video.
Hey, mom, make sure you get me looking real good coming out of this house with a towel on my head. I got all these ones. I'm not going gonna give it to the children, though. No ones for the children. I need a vote to squeeze your titties. I'm gonna put it in the squeezer thong.
Okay.
Motherfucker.
Okay. Well, that's a wrap. So that is, I don't even know how to sum up that video. That is the black video. That is what a racist person would have made. I'm just pointing out the sheer bigotry of what a racist person might have made.
Yeah, I don't like this. I think you need to follow this up with a whites one. Like, what are the whites doing when they go to prom? Because I have a feeling this is more broad than just the blacks. I think this is a fucked up generational TikTok thing.
Well, we'll see. Visit Sugar Tits. You've got a channel?
Yes, I do.
Thanks very much for watching. We'll catch you later. Ta-ta. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Get on prom, motherfucker!